Judges chapter 4. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of Yahweh when Ehud was dead. And Yahweh sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazor, the captain of whose host was Sisera, which dwelt in Harosheth of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried to Yahweh, for he had 900 chariots of iron. In 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at that time. And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah, between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came to her for judgment. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said to him, Has not Yahweh Elohim of Israel commanded, Go and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with you 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and of the children of Zebulun? And I will draw to you to the river Kishon, Sisera, the captain of Yavin's army, with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into your hand. And Barak said to her, If you will go with me, then I will go. But if you will not go with me, I will not go. And she said, I will surely go with you. Notwithstanding, the journey that you take shall not be for your honor, for Yahweh shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. And Deborah rose and went with Barak to Kadesh. And Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali to Kadesh, and he went up with 10,000 men at his feet, and Deborah went up with him. Now Heber, the Kenite, of the children of Hobab, the father-in-law of Moses, had severed himself from the Kenites and pitched his tent unto the plain of Zaanaim, which is near Kadesh. And they showed Sisera that Barak, the son of Abinoam, was going up to Mount Tabor. And Sisera gathered together all of his chariots, 900 chariots of iron, and all the people that were with him, from Harosheth of the Gentiles to the river of Kishon. And Deborah said to Barak, Up! For this is the day which Yahweh has delivered Sisera into your hand. Is not Yahweh gone out in front of you? So Barak went down from Mount Tabor, and 10,000 men after him. And Yahweh discomfited Sisera, and all his chariots, and all his host, with the edge of the sword in front of Barak, so that Sisera got down off of his chariot and fled away on his feet. But Barak pursued after the chariots and after the host, unto Harosheth of the Gentiles, and all the host of Sisera fell upon the edge of the sword. There was not a man left. Howbeit, Sisera fled away on his feet to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite. For there was peace between Jabin, the king of Hazor, and the house of Heber the Kenite. And Jael went out to meet Sisera, and said to him, Turn in, my master, turn in to me, fear not. And when he had turned in to her to the tent, she covered him with a mantle, and he said to her, Give me, I ask you, a little water to drink, for I am thirsty. And she opened up a bottle of milk and gave him to drink and covered him. And again he said unto her, Stand in the door of the tent, and it shall be, when any man does come and inquire of you, and say, Is there any man here? That you shall say, No. Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a nail of the tent, and took a hammer in her hand, and went softly to him, and smote the nail into his temples, and fastened it into the ground. For he was fast asleep and weary, and so he died. And behold, as Barak pursued Sisera, Jael came out to meet him, and said to him, Come, and I will show you the man whom you seek. And when he came into her tent, behold, Sisera lay dead, and the nail was in his temples. And so Yahweh subdued on that day Jabin, the king of Canaan, in front of the children of Israel. And the hand of the children of Israel prospered and prevailed against Jabin, the king of Canaan, until they had destroyed Jabin, king of Canaan. End of chapter.